नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रेषिताय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशकारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो लास्ट टाइम वी स्टार्टेड डिस्कसिंग द सेकेंड वर्स the commentary of Sri Radha Raman Das Goswami. So we saw atyahara prayasascha prajalpo niyamagraha janasangascha laulyamcha shatvir paktir vinashyati. So six things that spoil one's devotional service. And we started discussing the Upadesha Prakashika Tika by Sri Radha Raman Goswami. So he mentions that in the beginning stage of the practice of bhakti, the material proclivity is prominent in the hearts of the sadhakas. Therefore, they are unable to subdue the six overwhelming passions in the first verse. Pacho vegam manasa krodha vegam jipva vegam. Fan ko kam kar do, aap aage ke baith jao. बंदी कर दिया
सर।
Therefore, they are unable to subdue the six overwhelming passions described in the first verse. Consequently, in this condition, many tendencies that are very harmful to bhakti develop in the hearts of the sadhakas. In this verse, those injurious tendencies are being described for the benefit of the sadhakas. The word atyahara means to eat more than required or to accumulate material objects. The word prayasa means to endeavor. Aage ke baitho. Kya takleef hai? नी पेन कर रहा है। फिर शायद लेके इधर आ जाओ।
डिफरेंट पर्सपेक्टिव है।
सब साइड से हाँ वही इसलिए आपको इधर बोला है। The word prajalpa means to uselessly criticize and gossip about others, which is a gross misuse of time. The word niyamagraha, when broken into its constituent parts, has two meanings. Niyamagraha, overzealousness in following rules, and niyamagraha, failure to accept rules. When the first meaning is applied, it refers to enthusiasm for those results that yield an inferior result, such as promotion to the heavenly planets, leaving aside the endeavor for the superior attainment of the service of the Lord. So, which means being attached to the lower principles. When the second meaning is applied, it refers to indifference towards those souls that nourish bhakti. ठीक है जपा कर रहा हूं मैं अभी। द वर्ड्स जनसंग मीन टू गिव अप द एसोसिएशन ऑफ प्योर डिवोटीज एंड कीप कंपनी विथ अदर्स। इन द कॉन्वर्सेशन बिटवीन देवहूति एंड कर्दम मुनि इन श्रीमद भागवतम देयर इज अ वेरी नाइस इंस्ट्रक्शन अबाउट गिविंग अप वर्ल्डली एसोसिएशन। विच वर्स इज दिस? Association with material is done in ignorance is the cause of bondage, and association with devotee is done in ignorance leads to liberation. Sayeva. Even if association with devotees, even if it may be done with in ignorance, without knowing, it leads to liberation. Furthermore, Bhagavan Kapiladev gives the following instructions to Devahuti. This is from the 31st chapter. 31st chapter. Sangam na kuryat pramada sujato yogasya param paramaru rukshuhu matsevaya prati labdhatma labho vadantiya nirayatvaramasya. He is talking about various kinds of unfavorable association. He says, na yogasya param param aru rukshuhu. So, a person who is striving to attain perfection of yoga, na pratilabdha atmalabha, nor one who has attained realization of atma, one who is aspiring for it, and one who has attained it, the yoga rukshu and the yoga ruda, both of them, mat sevaya, and how he has attained realization of atma? By serving me. Sangam kuryat pramadasu jato, should ever be attached to woman. Na sangam kuryat, he should never associate with and be attached to woman. Ya vadanti nirayadvaramasya, which the scriptures say or the wise people say, that is the door to hell. Niraya is hell, dwaram is door. Teshvashanteshu mudeshu kanditatma swasadushu sangam nakuryat shocheshu yoshit krida mrgeshu cha. So actually this verse comes first, and then of the, this verse talks about the various kinds of bad association, and of all of that, association with the woman or opposite sex for enjoyment is said to be the most degrading association. He says, sangam na kuryat, one should never associate with, ashanteshu, violent, moodeshu, foolish, kandita atmasu, destroyers of the self, asadushu, sinful, shocheshu, the most lamentable people, yoshit krida mrgeshu cha, the playthings of women, joruka gulam. Having pointed out the defects of material association, the revealed scriptures forbid it. So he has mentioned about briefly about atyahara, prayasa, prajalpa, niyamagraha, janasanga. Now laulyam he is going to talk about. What is laulyam? So laulyam is defined, if you define laulyam as just greed, then that greed is addressed in atyahara also. Over accumulation is also atyahara. So laulyam, lola kundala. What is the meaning of lola kundala? Swinging. Lasat is glittering, shining. Lola is moving, swinging. Alola, alola chandraka lasat. So lola is to move, and the act of constant moving is called as laulyam. Laulyam. Unsteady. So laulyam is defined by Radharaman Goswami, Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur as restlessness of mind. Not just greed. Prabhupada explains it as greed. But here he is talking about restlessness of mind. That is called as laulyam. The act, the state of being constant fluctuation. That state is called as laulyam. Even though it has another meaning also, greed also. But because greed is addressed in atyahara, this is addressed as laulyam. Having pointed out the defects of material association, the revealed scriptures forbid it. The agitation of the mind for compatible objects and the unsteadiness of the mind that results from associating with persons of many different opinions is known as laulya. two types of agitation. Agitation due to being in the presence of compatible objects, gadgets, whatever, objects which can potentially give sense gratification. Compatible for sense gratification. The agitation of the mind, the word agitation is used in a negative way to indicate lauliam. So compatible should refer to not spiritually compatible, materially compatible for sense gratification. Anukul for sense gratification. The agitation of the mind for compatible objects and the unsteadiness of the mind that results from associating with persons of many different opinions is known as laulya. Yeah, different ideologies you hear from here. A sanstha, O sanstha. Tapan Mishra, Bahu Shastra, Chitta Brahmahari. So, that is, yesterday only I was talking with one of the devotees over phone, not in the ashram. So, he was telling that, Prabhu, thank you for calling. Today, you know, for last many months, I have been wondering, I have been questioning my own affiliation to the institution. Because literally, I am wondering whether I am really a part of this institution or not. I am going through a faith crisis. Initiated devotee. So then I told him, because I know him personally very well. So instead of directly pointing fingers at him, I told almost we spoke for a long time, and I told him that see, you mentioned two types of problems. One is problems related to your conditionings, that is okay, but there are one unspoken problem where you do hear and connect and associate with other organizations which may have a different ideological inclination, tilt. So this can potentially harm your faith in the process of Krishna consciousness, and then with that weakened or contaminated faith, when you perform Krishna consciousness, it will not have the ability to do anarthana vritti also. So have you considered it? Have you thought about it? So and then he said yes, and then he gave a history of how it all started, and then slowly how he started developing negativity towards practices within ISKCON, and like that. So the agitation of the mind for compatible objects and the unsteadiness of the mind that results from associating with persons of many different opinions is known as laulyam. Such unsteadiness.
Any one of them is laulyam.
Both, any one of them. Such unsteadiness of the mind is like an unchaste woman wandering sometimes upon the path of karma, sometimes on the path of yoga, sometimes on the path of jnana, and sometimes upon the path of bhakti. By this, the predilection for bhakti is destroyed. What is predilection? Predilection. Predilection is inclination or the enthusiasm. Favorable context.
Predisposition in favor of something.
A predisposition,
strong liking,
inclination towards bhakti is destroyed.
Yes.
So therefore, ये सबको ये वॉच किधर से मिल रहा है? कौन सा?
दो मिनट पहले डाला था, मिल गया।
आप किधर से? निमाय लीला को खरीद के दिया? हाँ, ऐसे दे
दिया।
बहुत लोगों को क्या बोल
रहे किया लोगों ने, लेकिन वो
ओके। सो सच अनस्टेडीनेस ऑफ द माइंड इज लाइक एन अनचेस्ट वुमन वांडरिंग समटाइम्स अपॉन द पाथ ऑफ कर्म, समटाइम्स ऑन द पाथ ऑफ योग, समटाइम्स ऑन द पाथ ऑफ ज्ञान एंड समटाइम्स अपॉन द पाथ ऑफ भक्ति। बाय दिस द प्रीडिलेक्शन फॉर भक्ति इज डिस्ट्रॉयड। सो दिस इज एक्चुअली अ मोर सीरियस इश्यू than even you know issues related with one's conditioning, because ultimately issues with conditioning can be overcome with a faith building process of favorable association, favorable hearing. With that one can overcome the issues with conditionings, past bad habits. But if we are connecting ourselves to opposing other non-devotional, quasi-devotional, semi-devotional, almost devotional, or within devotional other flavors, the more closer it is with the Gaudiya Vaishnava ideology, the more we can't see that it is a square peg in a round hole or a round peg in a square hole. We won't notice it. So what it eventually does is it will make our faith weak in our own practices. We will start doubting our own practices, because subtly we will start evaluating our own practices based on the practices of the other sanstha, sampradaya, whatever it may be. So, and when that faith becomes little bit more and more, just like ek sheet ke andar ek mayan mein do talwar nahi reh sakta, ek hi talwar reh sakta hai. So the immediate symptom of the opposing ideology, the first symptom of the opposing ideology is we immediately start finding faults in the practitioners, in the practices, in the books, in the parampara. Slowly it starts, are aap devotees aise hai, hum devotees aise hai. First it starts with, oh, we devotees could do better. And then the next stage is, we devotees should learn from them. And the third is, we devotees never learn. Then you devotees never learn. Which means already he is identifying with the other mission. The mission has changed. And then starts full-fledged criticism, because ultimately otherwise how would you hold your newfound ideology if you don't find chinks or holes in your X ideology? So lack of discrimination. It's not time, na. So the whole description in Madhurya Kadambini of the various stages, वो time के हिसाब से description नहीं है ना?
Intensity के
intensity के इंटेंसिटी नहीं द पॉइंट इज हाउ मच यू आर केयरफुली अवॉइडिंग द डोंट्स एंड डूइंग द डूस इट डिपेंड्स ऑन दैट कभी कुछ डिस्क्रिप्शन टाइम के हिसाब से डिस्क्राइब किया है क्या इतना साल में आप अनर्थ निवृत्ति हो जाएगा इतना साल में के बाद निष्ठा आ जाएगा निष्ठा के बाद तीन साल में रुचि फिर दो साल में आसक्ति फिर एक साल में भाव फिर एक दिन में प्रेम ऐसा लिखा है Yeah, it's conditioning. Yeah. And even, see, we may get attracted to opposing philosophies or opposing practices. It may start with a conditional inclination only. Like for example, देखो अभी किसी का conditional inclination cricket है समझो तो वो कंडीशनिंग का लेवल पे ही इट विल अफेक्ट है बिकॉज क्रिकेट में कुछ बहुत बड़ा फिलॉसफी कोई बोलने नहीं वाला है अब अगर किसी का कंडीशनल इंक्लिनेशन समझो कि ही केम फ्रॉम अ फैमिली ऑफ वेरी सॉलिड पायस शैवाइट समझो आपका नहीं बोल रहा हूं तो वो कंडीशनिंग है ना बट वो कंडीशनिंग के साथ आइडियोलॉजी भी आएगा ना विद दैट कंडीशनिंग विल कम आइडियोलॉजी और इफ समवन इज अ लिटिल मोर क्लोजर बताता हूं इफ समवन वाज अ पक्का प्रैक्टिसिंग श्री वैष्णव इट बिफोर लेट्स से वैष्णव वैष्णव है बट प्रैक्टिसेस में अलग है एंड इफ ही हैज बीन स्ट्रिक्टली इन दैट So he may get attracted. His initial attraction may be conditioning. आने से पहले कोई एक श्री वैष्णव प्रवक्ता के बारे में he might have had lot of attraction for श्री वैष्णव speaker. So when he starts hearing, Nay, it is not wrong. See, before coming to ISKCON, they had inspired him. One should definitely be. So, see, one should definitely have gratitude. See, the point is. The nature of anukul and pratikul, it keeps changing. It is all gradation. So when we come to Krishna consciousness, when someone takes up to bhakti, for him, anukul is, any devotee association is anukul. So sajatiya, for example, sajatiya ka definition if you see, when someone just comes to Krishna consciousness, what is sajatiya? Devotee is sajatiya, non-devotee is vijatiya. When he spends little more time in Krishna consciousness, then the definition of sajatiya changes. Within that he will find, like for example, few people inspired by the same guru, God brothers. Sajatiya or few people having a common interest in a particular limb of devotional service. Sajatiya. Yeah. So the definition of sajatiya becomes more refined. Then when one progresses in this way and reaches the stage of say practicing raganuga, then he becomes qualified. Nishta ruchika starpe, when he becomes qualified for practicing raganuga bhakti, then he will find sajatiya as that person who may aspire for the same rasa. If someone is aspiring for sakya rasa, and he is also aspiring for sakya rasa, he may find that person favorable, because they can sit together and listen to the same kind of pastimes. And if he sees a person in a different rasa, as elevated as ruchi or asakti, as vijatiya, it's not in a derogatory sense. Vijatiya means it should nourish. The association should nourish. So, therefore, when one progresses, the meaning of anukul or sajatiya keeps changing. It, the path becomes, the path becomes narrow. So, of course, the practitioners become broad-minded, but the path becomes narrow. So, this to strike a balance here is, it needs devotional maturity. Broad-minded in appreciating and accepting all sincere practitioners, while being chaste to one's own parampara. So, this is important actually. So, when that is gone, then, so while one can definitely, because what one hears should nourish the mood that he is aspiring for. So, if he is aspiring for a different mood and he is hearing something else, like for example, I will give you an example. Abhi, you are aspiring for Gopi Bhartur Padakamalay or Das Dasanudas. That is your goal, right? Abhi hum, let's say, we are constantly hearing from some other Acharya's commentaries, like for example, say Madhva Acharya's commentary. So, in Madhva line, if you see, there is constant glorification of Vayu. Vishnu Sarvottam, Vayu Jivottam. Kabhi Vayu ke baare mein Prabhupada ka book mein kabhi likha hai? Sri Vaishnava literature mein kabhi bhi maine suna hai. And Madhvacharya writes, oh gopis, they are just like any other celestial damsels.
Vayu huh? Ringo.
He does not say demigods are pure devotees. Yeah, but there is definitely glorification of demigods, and there is, he says that gopis are just like any other celestial damsels. So there is no glorification of the love of gopis. So now you may say, oh, Vaishnava Acharya, can Madhvacharya be wrong? Can Madhvacharya be wrong? No. So, but the point is, you see where it is coming from. So, what this will lead to? See, there are different facets of approaching the Supreme Lord. That is why he is Akhila Rasamrita Murti. He can perfectly fulfill every kind of relationship that we might want to experience with him. But the point is, he will reveal a particular facet of revelation to particular practitioners based on what kind of relationship they want to establish. So he will not reveal the supreme nature of gopi's love for Krishna when that practitioner himself is aspiring for an Aishwarya relationship with Krishna. So Krishna will not reveal that facet. It is not a false revelation. It is a true revelation that would suit that person. So therefore, when your goal is clear, we should understand how these other presentations, because they are not just presenting facts, they are presenting their mood also. So, and even the revelation of the particular pastime, it will be revealed, because Krishna's pastimes are compared to the Vaidurya stone. From, if you look at Vaidurya stone, from one side it looks blue, another side yellow, another side red. So one would see blue, it is real, what he is seeing is real. Another will see red, that is also real. Another is seeing yellow, that is also real. So different sampradayas will see, they will present a different facet of that same pastime. So therefore, we should understand what is the mode that we are trying to cultivate. What is our goal? So the siksha should nourish that mode. Otherwise, wherever we are taking that siksha from, that mode will only be nourished. So then we may think that, oh, my role models are not the gopis. We may say my role models are the five Pandavas. Is it wrong? No. But is it what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give? No. So it is not wrong. Pancha Pandavas are pure devotees of the Lord. They are glorified. They are most glorious. If one can follow in their footsteps, it is perfection of life. But if that is the kind of perfection that you are aspiring for, then you have to see which parampara is offering that. So, No, I mean, definitely not our Gaudiya Vaishnava parampara. So, that is the point. So this is what I was discussing with him also. That look, where you are hearing from, they are bona fide. If at all you want to learn something from them, from the other paramparas, what you have to learn from them is chastity to their own parampara. You are trying to hear from them, are they trying to hear from you? You are trying to read their acharyas, are they trying to read your acharyas? You may say, oh, they don't accept ISKCON as bona fide. Fine. So, Sri Vaishnava Acharya Madhva line ka books ko padhte hain, kya quote karte hain, kya kabhi aapne suna hai? Maine to kabhi suna hai. Madhvites don't accept Sri Vaishnavites as bona fide Vaishnavas also. They consider them as borderline Mayavadis. Who? Madhvites. हमको तो छोड़ दो, श्री वैष्णव को भी एक्सेप्ट नहीं करते हैं। So the point is, they will not, a cutter Madhva will not go to a Sri Vaishnav house and take even water. जो जिधर नित्यानंद प्रभु वाज स्टडिंग व्हाइल ही वाज इन चेन्नई, ट्रिप्लिकेन बोल के एक प्लेस है, वो ट्रिप्लिकेन में वो पार्थसारथी टेम्पल है। पार्थसारथी टेम्पल इज श्री वैष्णव दिव्य देशम, इट्स अ फुल ऑक्यूपाइड बाय मोस्टली श्री वैष्णव। इट्स उधर भी मध्व मठ है, श्री वैष्णव का घर नहीं जाएंगे। सो द पॉइंट इज So the point is, see, whatever it may be, whether it is offensive or not is a different thing. But the point is, the point we are trying to understand is, when you are talking about validating our practice as seeing other parampara, my question is there consistency in the practicing in the practices of the so-called two bona fide paramparas that you are talking about. There is not. Is that philosophical consistency? No. So therefore, but look, in certain things, yes, but it is in many other things there is no. In the Dashamula it is same, but beyond the Dashamula, the 10 basic tenets is the Vedas teach. In the, there are various other things in which they don't concur. So therefore, therefore you cannot say, oh, that is a bona fide Vaishnava parampara, what is wrong in hearing from that? So the question is, ours is also a bona fide parampara. Have you exhausted hearing all the books written by our acharyas? That is the point. So, yes, we will talk about it. They should first read Bhakta Mala. Okay. Oh, glorification. Okay.
Then once you read the
Now, our sampradaya means what Prabhupada has given. And what Rupa Goswami has written, अभी तक तो Rupa Goswami का writings में ऐसा कुछ लिखा है क्या? मैंने तो अभी तक तो पढ़ा नहीं. ऐसा not that I have read all of Rupa Goswami's writings. At least Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu में तो जितना तक मैंने पढ़ा है तो मैंने देखा नहीं. Bhakti Vinod Thakur का writings we have read many books. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has not written like that. Prabhupada's books we have read. Prabhupada has not written like that. No, that is not for Vaidhi Sadhakas. Vaidhi Sadhakas should go. Yeah. That is at the level of Raghunatha Sadhana. See, when Raghunath Das Goswami says, he says, Api Tyaktva Lakshmi Pati Ratim Ito Vyomanayane. He says, one should give up attachment to worshipping Lakshmi Narayan. He does not say, stop worshipping Lakshmi Narayan.
Vaidhi Sadhana,
yeah. See, it should be respectfully. Yeah, yeah. Or he should not. Hey, then that sounds like demigod temple. Aisa nahi. Oh, extreme bhi nahi jana chahiye. One can go. Nothing wrong in that. But the point is, where should be your attachment? That is what Raghunath Das Goswami is telling. Raghunath Das Goswami does not say don't worship. Raghunath Das Goswami says you can worship. But your attachment should be to worshipping Radha and Krishna.
Worship,
worship matlab Prabhupada ne koi bhi ek iskan mandir mein Lakshmi Narayan deities ko sthapna kiya hi nahi. So worship means, I am telling, you go to the temple and you may offer obeisances. You may offer prayers. That is all fine. But for your personal worship, Prabhupada has established Gaur Nitya, Jagannath Baldev Subhadra, Radha Krishna deity, something.
No, I know
अतिवर्ग That is ridiculous. It is, see, that is one extreme. See, people either go to this extreme or that extreme. So we should definitely, that is Siddhantastu Abhedepi Shri Shakrishna Swarupayoho. According to Siddhanta, there is no difference between the Swarupa of Krishna and Lord Narayana. So we should definitely worship. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself has visited so many Sri Vaishnava Divyadeshams. So there is no question of not visiting, not starting with Srirangam. So, but the point is, where is your attachment? Your activities and your choices should enhance your attachment towards your goal. If your goal is something and you are constantly, your goal is Vraje Radha Krishna Prachura Paricharya Mihatanu. If my goal is to worship Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan, and throughout the day I am reading, let's say, Ramayana and worshipping the deities of Sita Ram, Lakshman, Hanuman, then how is it going to nourish my desire to worship Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan? Correct, but that does not mean. That is why when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted two things from the different sampradayas, he accepted the particular mood of serving the Vaishnavas and pure devotional practices, Anyabhilashi, Jnana Karma, Dhyanavrata Bhakti. That he has accepted and incorporated it in ISKCON. And that has become the foundation already. So the ISKCON that we are practicing right now, it already has that foundation from this thing. That is why when Prabhupada installed the deities, he said he installed Radha Krishna deities but said worship them in the mood of Lakshmi Narayan. But if he wanted eventually Lakshmi Narayan worship only, then at least one of the 108 temples he must have installed Lakshmi Narayan deities. He didn't do. Yeah, but still it's called as Radha Rasliyari temple only, no?
Maybe for the local.
For attracting the local sentiments. That is there. Correct. So this is you cannot go to both extremes. While see the epitome of this balance is Raghunath Das Goswami. So when Raghunath Das Goswami would drink only one cup of buttermilk every few days, and one particular day he got it in a bigger cup, bada dron mein aagaya. So bole ki ye bada dron kidhar se aaya? To unhone bola ki are sakistali mein aisa bada dron milta hai. Sakistali? To main chaas peena hi band kar dunga. Kyun? Sakistali is Chandravali's village. Matlab, who is Chandravali? She is a Vrajavasi only, na? So, see how narrow. And one of the best friends of Raghunath Das Goswami was Vitthal Dev, who?
Son of
Vallabhacharya. Matlab, in Vrindavan. So this is how, you know, broad-minded and not narrow-minded. Broad-minded along with chastity. So chastity to one's own parampara. See, actually you cannot discuss Raganuga Bhakti without actually discussing chastity, because without chastity you cannot breach the realm of Vaidhi and go to Raganuga. It is not at all possible. That is why Raghunath Das Goswami says, Swarupam Shri Rupam Saganamiha Tasya Grajamopi Sputam Penna Nityam Smaranama Tadatvam Shrunumana. So he says that if you want to worship Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan, it is possible only through the writings of the six Goswamis. No other way it is possible. No other way. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in the commentary to that, he says, through this verse, Raghunath Das Goswami is answering a very, very important question. What is that question? Is it possible to attain Vraja Prem through any other sampradaya? Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, according to Raghunath Das Goswami, it is not possible. He does not say that is it possible to get Krishna Prem through any other sampradaya. Yes, why not? Anyone can become a Prema Bhakta. Prahlad Maharaj worshipped Narasimha Dev. Is he not a Prema Bhakta? So different. Bali Maharaj worshipped Vamana Dev. Is he not a Prema Bhakta? Yes. But yes, all incarnations of the Supreme Lord can give, can elevate their worshippers to the level of prema. But to get a particular flavor of prema that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give, that is possible only through the writings of our acharyas. So this is balance actually. So while being chased to one's own parampara, you have a very broad appreciation of other paramparas. This you see in Maharaj also. So much appreciation for sincere practitioners across all the paramparas. But pakka chastity towards Prabhupada. So this is, generally we are, ये इसमें उल्टा कर देते हैं हम. इन द नेम ऑफ ब्रॉड माइंडेडनेस वी रीड एवरीवेयर टू द एक्सटेंट दैट वी आर नॉट एबल टू रिलेट विथ अवर ओन डिवोटीज. अरे आप लोग सब उल्टा पुल्टा कर रहे हैं. कौन बोल रहे हैं? देखो ये शास्त्र बोल रहे हैं. कौन सा शास्त्र? प्रभुपाद ने बोला नहीं, द अदर परंपरा राइटिंग्स. पीपल, वन ऑफ द मेन रीजंस व्हाई पीपल फील डिसकंटेंट एंड नॉट सेटिस्फाइड एंड नरिश्ड in our own parampara is because of their own lack of discrimination in where they hear from and what they read. They hear and read from different places and they start judging. So which means their pramana is no longer the writings of Prabhupada, Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. They are evaluating these writings through some other paramparas pramana. So which means unka pramana hi change hoge. Sayat pramanam gurute lokastha danuvartate. That we should not do. That is why Maharaj also, when he said, he used to tell, don't go to Radha Vallabh temple on a एकादशी भी महाराज से डोंट गो टू राधा वल्लभ टेम्पल ऑन एकादशी डे. क्यों? राधा वल्लभ टेम्पल इज कुष्टिमार्गी, उनका इसमें नॉन ग्रेन ऑन एकादशी वो नहीं है, वो प्रैक्टिस नहीं है. यू विल गो एंड क्रिटिसाइज देम. श्री वैष्णव इसमें भी एकादशी का दिन दे टेक ग्रेन्स. आपको समथिंग विच इज सो ऑब्वियस दैट इज द पॉइंट इन दीज आर नॉट लाइक यूनिवर्सल प्रैक्टिसेस. अलग अलग संप्रदाय इसमें जगन्नाथपुरी में एकादशी का दिन चैतन्य महाप्रभु टीचर्स. विल बी सम शास्त्रिक एविडेंस. सी द पॉइंट इज दैट इज वाई ना अलग अलग संप्रदाय में दे टेक रेफरेंस फ्रॉम पर्टिकुलर शास्त्रस विच विल एनहेंस देयर ओन मोड ऑफ वर्शिप. एवरीथिंग इज बोनाफाइड. I don't know, but Maharaj said, hey, but whether the details of what is being followed may be different also. That's why Maharaj said, oh, Radha Vallabh temple, beautiful temple, but don't go there on an Ekadashi like that, he said. Speak loudly so that others also can hear.
These sampradayas, they have understanding. Mahaprabhu says the provision of the essence of vilan is to understand sambandha vilan provision. So the acharyas have different versions of sambandha vilan provision.
No.
Sambandha vilan provision.
Sambandha vilan provision is same, but when it comes to the finer details of abhideya and prayojan, it will vary. Moksham Vishnu Vishwangri Labham. तदमल भजनम तस्य हेतु. मोक्षम, व्हाट इज मोक्ष, व्हाट इज द प्रयोजन ऑफ मोक्ष इज विष्णुंग्री लाभम, अटेनिंग द लोटस फीट ऑफ विष्णु. व्हाट इज द मीन्स, तद अमल भजनम तस्य हेतु. प्योर प्योर डिवोशनल सर्विस द मीन्स, बट व्हाट कॉन्स्टिट्यूट्स प्योर डिवोशनल सर्विस, विच डीटीज टू वर्शिप, हाउ डू यू वर्शिप, हु आर योर रोल मॉडल्स. In details it will vary like that. This is a composition of Baldev Vidya Bhushan and a similar composition has been made. But Baldev Vidya Bhushan wrote about the conclusive teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and a very very similar verse has been composed by Vyasa Tirtha. Who presents Madhvacharya's conclusions from scriptures and very similar. And Vidyabhushan ji, who had come. Vidyabhushan, the singer who sings Madhva Sampradaya se, he had come here to Chaupati temple do teen bar aaye wo to give bhajan. So he sang both these. To indicate how the conclusion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Madhvacharya was very close, similar. So he quoted, he sang Baldev Vidya Bhushan's composition and he sang Vyasa Tirtha's composition. Upadishati Harihi Krishna Chaitanya Chandra. This is the last line. So this is the last line. A Baldev Vidya Bhushan ka, you can find out. Maybe it must be in something like Acharya Sakta Shay. So this is, that's what. So we were discussing about so the balancing. Balancing of chastity with broad-mindedness. So this is how our acharyas have been broad-minded. We can have Sri Vaishnava friends. We can have Madhva friends if they are willing to have friendship with us. No problem. In that way we are broad-minded. We don't say they are non-Vaishnavas. They are topmost Vaishnavas. Where is the doubt? No doubt. But our chastity is for our parampara, for our Acharya's writings. That, in that way we are narrow. Chastity and broad-mindedness. Ye ulta nahi kar sakte. I am broad-minded, I will read from everywhere. And sometimes devotees read from and quote from Shankaracharya also. Although, okay, and if it is Adi Shankara, who was definitely a devotee, and devotees quote from current Shankaracharyas also. That also they current Shankaracharya. This is what they say. Like a pramana. Like that. That we have to be careful. So if you accept, so such things we cannot get into the discussion about with the valid, First we have to talk about, first let us resolve what is the pramana. Define pramana. What is our pramana? Udari usko, you have to resolve it. If you cannot resolve that, we cannot go forward.
What is he referring to as
Mahasiddha? Who is
our Pramana?
Don't discuss what the statement. Usme atak jayega. So now you will say, Shankaracharya is quoting from Padma Purana. Whose explanation of Padma Purana is that? Whose explanation of Padma Purana? Like abhi humne dekha, laulyam. Laulyam can mean greed. Laulyam can mean the state of being restless also. So now there are multiple explanations. So now he says, Padma Purana says this verse, it may be there in Padma Purana. But what is the understanding of that verse? You are accepting whose understanding? Which means then we should accept the Shariraka Bhashya explanation of Vedanta Sutra also. That's where the problem is. So we are not broad-minded in this way. And this is not broad-mindedness, this is lack of discrimination. Like that. Okay, so this brings us to the end of this Upadesha Prakashika Tika. So now we will start Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Piyusha Varshini. For that I will just